Anna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, I am super excited tonight. We've got a fantastic guest on from a fantastic band. I got the press kit from the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records, and I was just, when those roll in, I start watching all the videos and shit. When I get into it, put on the Spotify, crank it up, and I was just blown away with these guys. These guys are fantastic, they're awesome, and just really cool. We'll get into it, but they're from Knoxville, Tennessee, that neck of the woods. And they're described on their website as a rock and roll experience. And that's what it is, man. I saw the videos. It's a good time. It's a good time. We've got Zach Fielden. Am I saying that right? Fielden.
Yeah.
He's the lead vocalist and one of the guitarists.
I'm lead guitarist and one of the vocalists.
I got you. Lead guitarist and one of the vocalists. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, you hear one track and they're fantastic. You're sold. It's just a brilliant, a cool band. And I like when those come through here, man. I like when those come through. Let me ask you, Zach, now, guitar player, did you grow up in that neck of the woods, Tennessee?
I grew up in between, like, Clinton, Tennessee and Maryville, Tennessee. So yeah, around him, like on the outskirts of Knoxville, I've lived my whole life, but yeah.
Nice. I remember many years ago, I went with my father on a business trip. We coming from the Michigan area, Detroit. He was in the industrial business. He'd buy factories and trade them like trading cards. But anyway, we're going down there to look at a factory and I went with him. And at the time, man, I was young. This is a long time ago. I was a nerd. I collected coins and paper money. Like anytime anybody traveled in the family, I'm like, bring me some money. And they did. I just thought it was the coolest. But I was in Clinton, Tennessee. That's where this place was. I never forget it. I went into this little shop while my father was, doing business stuff. And I bought some checks, some Civil War era checks. And I thought they were the coolest thing in the world. I had those like in a little
they're
frames.
They're interrupting.
I'm
on the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. Over. No, it's not over. Y'all are interrupted. But sorry. Come on in.
Hi.
Everybody, are y'all care if they join?
Yeah, more the merrier, man. In.
Hello. Cook. I'm the singer. This is the drummer.
Skyway.
Howdy.
There you go. Nice. Looks like you guys are on your bus.
Yeah, we're on to Danville next, Danville, Virginia.
Very cool. And folks watching this or listening to it, Skyway 61 just got off stage. They were playing half an hour ago live. They're on a big sweeping tour, and we're talking to them on the bus. How cool is that? How cool is that? That's cool. Now, that's a good-looking bus there, man. I have got the lights and everything.
Yeah, we got a little party bus.
Yeah.
It's our little home away from home.
Yeah, you have to have it. You have to have it. Otherwise, you're all in the... I remember I knew a band growing up, and they were going on their first tour, and somebody showed up with a U-Haul truck. I'm like, three people can sit in the front. Where's everybody else going to be in the back? That ain't going to work. It's going to be hot.
It's not the worst idea, though. You could be in a minivan. Or like...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, man. Yeah, it was funny because I remember there was one girl in this particular band, and I felt bad for her. I'm like, God, man, you're going on tour with six guys. This is going to be terrible. And then they come back, and they're like, oh, my God, all she did was snore and fart all night and kept us awake. And she's so dirty and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I thought the opposite was going to happen, but it goes to show what I know. Anyhow. So, yeah, you guys, let me ask you, Zach, when you were a kid growing up out there, did you know that Rockstar was going to be in your future? Oh, I was going to say, when you were growing up as a kid, did you know that, like, entertainment,
up there for a
show
second.
Business,
what'd you say?
That was where you were going to wind up? Was that the plan?
I've always had a connection towards music. It was either music or cars. Right. I love both of those things. I'm a huge gearhead. But yeah, dad took me into the car side. Mom, she sung gospel music. Nice. I grew up around, I don't know if you've ever heard of the McCameys or not, but I grew up around them. It was just, I don't know, music and cars have been my whole life. So it's always been my dream to just chase it.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It's like an adrenaline rush getting up on stage, cars, man. You can't be.
And if you're not a car person, I know it's hard for you to wrap your head around. But man, when you get a, especially a car that's not working, older maybe, and you bring that back to life, you feel like Dr. Frankenstein or something. It's powerful. It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You made it happen.
You feel like a million bucks. You're like, I did that. I made that run.
Yeah. It's great knuckles, man. You can tell that the thing with auto work and repair and whatnot that I think a lot of people don't understand is you really have to, and it doesn't surprise me that you're also a guitar player, because it's the same thing in that you have to really pay attention to detail. You know what I mean? You have to, things got to be just right in a lot of, not always, but in a lot of ways. And especially when you're doing major shit, it's important.
Oh, yeah. Safety is a big concern in the automotive industry. If people knew half the things that could go wrong with their car, they wouldn't drive.
We just got my wife tired. That was the errand we had to run this morning. She needed new tires. So then got her tires. She drives a little Kia Soul. And man, they needed it. They were in bad shape. And she texted me when she went to work later. And she's, oh, the car drives like a race car. Now it's just, there's no wobble. It's just fantastic. I said, yeah, you got new tires. That's important. I'm glad you're safe. But anyhow, now I've never been in a band. My day job, I'm a painter. I paint paintings of stuff, people and stuff. But growing up, I always hung out with band musicians and whatnot.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they were cool. They threw the best parties. They knew all the girls. And they were just fun to hang out with. But I picked a few things up just from hanging out with all these guys. Usually somebody will get an idea. I'm going to start a band. And then they'll draw from the local scene. They're like, oh, that guy's great on bass. That guy's fantastic on drums. She's a great guitar player, whatever. And they kind of coalesces like that. How did Skyway 61, which is a fantastic name, we're going to delve a little deeper into that in a minute, but how did it, Skyway 61 coalesce? How did it form?
So me and my brother Caleb, which is our bass player, we've started bands just throughout growing up since we was like old enough to pick a guitar. I wouldn't say old enough to pick a guitar up. I didn't start playing until I was 13. But since we did pick, since we picked instruments up, we were always like, let's do something with this. This is so cool. This is so fun. And we had started a band called Hindridge, which then later turned into, Skyway 61. It was originally, Caleb was actually the guitar player, the rhythm guitarist. Yeah, and my best friend Dalton at the time was on rhythm guitar. And then one day they just switched.
Nice.
Out of nowhere, well, I was like, oh, works. I want to do this. You know, and then it just stuck.
Whatever worked.
But wow. That was back in like 2018.
I'm an old man. When I hear someone say, yeah, that was back in 2018, I'm like, that was like a couple months ago. No, it wasn't. That was a long time ago. Almost a decade.
That was almost
crazy.
Yeah, it's getting up on 10 years ago. But yeah, that was the original lineup of Skyway 61 was me, Caleb, my brother, Dalton Crowley, and my ex-wife was on
now,
the kit.
She is no longer in the group. Had a little bit of a Fleetwood Mac deal going. No, I'm kidding. I don't know any of this.
I won't go too far in detail, but you're not far off.
Bands in a lot of ways is as intense as some like romantic relationships. I'm not saying anything weird happens like that, but I'm saying you hang out with these people and you're showing your artistic side, which is for creative people and artists, that's not the easiest thing to do. And I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but it would seem to me that opening up to a woman would be easier than opening up to the other artists. But that's just me. I don't know. It's crazy.
Right.
I think maybe you spend a lot of time together. You go through ups and downs, and I don't care what level your band is, there's always going to be that. That just seems to be part and parcel. But you guys, at least from the outside looking in, all seem to really like each other. You look...
Oh, dude, the lineup now, we're a family. It's a family in here. Mm-hmm. We treat everybody like we're a bunch of brothers.
Right.
At the end of the day, we fight like brothers. We love like brothers.
It's interesting because when you have that, it really translates. Like, I know the videos and live snips I've seen and whatnot. This is all polished. It's all planned. It's been edited and whatnot. But it just seems like you guys are really having a good time. I look at this and I'm going, this is a band I want to go see because it's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun show. I don't know if that's as popular today as, or ever, really. I don't know. I know let me put it this way, folks. It is easier to be a brooding and dark, melancholy artist. I don't care what kind of art you're doing, painting or music or whatever, than it is to do the opposite. And I'm not saying everybody's standing around like the monkeys or something, but you can tell when a band is really digging each other and having a good time, that translates. The audience then digs each other and has a good time. I think that's cool. Yeah, I don't know, in my opinion. But very. Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing. I work real hard for my money. So when I go out to see a show or something, I want to see a show. I don't want to go be depressed somewhere. I can stay home and do that. Watch the news for an hour or something and then go, ugh. But it's cool. Now, we've got a track. This is a new track. I don't think it's out yet, or it is out. Golden Flames. Wow, today.
It came out today.
Today?
I think.
There you go, folks. How cool it came out today. Let's play it now so people get a taste of what we're talking about. Check this out, everybody. This is Skyway 61, Golden Flames.
Say that I'm fine.
And we're back, folks. We're back. How cool is that? Golden Flames out today, baby. Out today, we're talking with Zach, lead guitarist, one of the vocalists from the fantastic band, Skyway 61. And hey, before I get, we have clickable links right down below in the description box and whatnot. And you're probably seeing their website flying around the screen or something at some point. Anyhow, that's not clickable, but the links in the description are. And we have them all. We have them all. We have all the links for Skyway 61's universe. They're on everything. You guys are good at the social media stuff. Do you have a team or somebody? You got somebody doing that?
We have a team doing Facebook. They only do about one to three posts a week.
I gotcha.
And then if the rest of it's
my big joke I always tell everybody. I'm like, I need to find me a 16-year-old teen girl with a cell phone to do all this shit for me. My wife's 15 years younger than me, and she knows how to, you're posting too much on Instagram. You got to blah, 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 and you got to post it this time. And she gave me a ration of shit. I was posting on Twitter at the time. I don't have one of those anymore, but I was posting on there, and I discovered hashtags. And she's like, Jamie, you can't hashtag every word, only the important ones. And I'm like, I didn't know, and everything I'm saying is important. She can't hashtag... tag the word the. Are you insane? Apparently I am. It's hard to keep up with all this shit. I'm an old man. I don't know what a WhatsApp is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I feel it. Dude, it's constantly changing, but I don't know. We try to stay on top of it, but it does get challenging.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, but you're doing it. And the cool thing... We all complain, and it's really a half-hearted complaint, folks. The reality is, and young bands or new bands out there, take heed of this. First, find a cool band like Skyway 61 and study them like you're going to college or something. See what's working for them and what they're doing and say, how can I apply this to what I'm doing? That's what you got to do. You save yourself a lot of grief that way. But what I'm saying is we all complain about social media. But the reality is it really you can build up a fan base? And it seems that you guys have done that. You're on tour. People want to see you guys. That's awesome.
We have a lot of fun. Like when we're talking about different skits, like when we get into it, there's some social media that's built. There's other, like when we're getting into reels and getting into doing something that's funny or like, something that somebody's got a vision for, it becomes really fun.
I was real good when we started first. I've been doing a podcast since 2013, but up until last, I think it was July, it was all audio. And then my wife and everybody talked me into doing video now. And I didn't know anything about it. I had no idea about this stuff. And I had to learn all that stuff. And I was really good with doing reels. You're supposed to do a couple of them a day. There's different things, they say. But I was really good. And then everybody's like, yeah, the last month, Jamie, you've posted two reels. I know. I'm back. I'm making myself do it daily now. I laid down on it for a minute. And I'll tell you something. I saw in sales and the results, you get it, you get out what you put in. If you're not putting anything in, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. It's very true. But yeah, you can't. It's just being lazy. I was just being lazy. Can't do that. Got to keep doing it. The show must go on. Ask Zach. Now, Zach, let me ask you, as a guitar player, I always ask my guitar player friends this question because it's just a common denominator I have seen amongst people I know who are guitar players. Do you currently have at your house, your recording studio, wherever, a milk crate full of broken guitar cables that you are definitely going to get fixed one day, you tell yourself, and it's never going to happen. But you don't want to throw them out because they're expensive. Are you one of those guys?
Not necessarily a milk crate, but they are just scattered.
So true. They either got that going, or they're addicted
maybe
to
it'll work.
And people are like, what is that? Some new type of drum? No, you plug your guitar into the pedal and they do different things. You always see guitar player in concert and they're like stomping on something. That's a pedal. That's what they're doing there. Are you a pedal guy?
every now and then I go in and out of buying pedals. I'll go through phases. I'll say that. I go through phases where I'm like, oh, I got to have this pedal. I got this pedal. And then I go through another phase where I'm like, I don't need any.
No, and that's cool too, because the reality is, and shit, even in my art, this is true in some things. What we see, we're like, oh, we got to do it this way. We got to do this or that, because we know what we're doing to an extent. And the audience is like, I didn't know. I had no idea. Like, guitar players can always tell a guitar's tone. They're like, oh, yeah, I get this sound, this tone with this type of guitar. And then I change to this one. And a lot of the people in the audience are like, no clue. Oh, we changed guitars? I had no idea. You're like, what are you talking about? It sounds totally different. What is that?
What tone?
But now it's just part of being close to what you're doing.
It is funny to see like some of the things that people don't pick up on, and you're like, I messed this up. And they're like, what?
And in your mind, you're like, holy shit, they're going to throw tomatoes at me. This is messed up. But no, they're just having a good time. Very cool. Let me ask you too. Now, do you guys on the bus, how do you do that? Do you have a room in the back you guys have made, or a curtain or something you pull across and keep all the equipment there? Or do you guys pull a trailer?
Here, we got a little storage unit in the back here. I'll take you on a little school bus tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want. Let's see.
Hold on, your video just went off. I'm turning it. Yep, there we go.
There it is. Oops. Let's see. Can I flip to the front camera?
I don't know anything about phones, so I don't know. It's an iPhone. They do everything. It says front camera on my screen right here. So I think it's, I don't know.
We'll use this one. So up here is like where like all the bands that we've played with have sawn their bus. We keep them. I think Virginia Sweet's up here. I know they were on your show not long ago.
Right there. Yeah, I was talking to. Because before we came on camera, you know how you and I were BSing a little bit before we started the show. Same thing with them. And I was just making, because you worked your conversation. And I'm like, you guys are out of Knoxville. They're like, no, we're in North Carolina, Amy. You're thinking of Skyway 61. And they totally knew. That was the first name that he said. And you're synonymous with them for Knoxville.
Oh, yeah. We've played a lot with those guys. It's cool, we love those guys.
There's
Dove Jump.
I don't know. I don't want to say everybody's, oh, it's Southern rock. It's rock and it's from the South. Yeah, but it doesn't have that kind of twang to it. Neither of your bands do, or them or you guys. But it's just high energy. And I think that's very cool for that coming out of that part of the country. It just goes to show you can be anywhere and do anything, folks. And it's cool. It's very cool. How is it? And you're on tour.
Yeah, you do it every 6 months.
So obviously venues are having you guys in. So that's cool. If they weren't getting a crowd, they wouldn't in there. You know what I mean? So I like a good rock show. I like all kinds of music, but I like a good rock show because you have some fun with it. And it's not, I never go to a rock show to look cool. It doesn't enter my head. I'm just going to have fun with people I'm going with. And we always have a good time. Or to see a band I know or something. Now, if I'm going to some big trance club on the Vegas Strip or something, I'm sucking my cheeks in a little bit. I'm trying to look cool a little bit. Put on the expensive glasses. Clean socks. But there's something. And I'm not saying that it's low. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. But it's always fun. It's always a good time. And that's what you guys seem to be really good at, putting on a good show. Was that always the case, or was that a skill that was acquired doing all the touring and whatnot that you do?
I think it's something that we always wanted to do, I would say. I wouldn't say that we started off looking the way that we do and doing the things that we're doing. I think it's just like slowly evolved, and we've just like nitpick this, or hey, you, like, we should rearrange, do this better. We're always constantly trying to sharpen ourselves, I guess you could say. But no, we used to not wear it. Started out of like just getting the music, and then we were like, we should wear something different, because people want to, when people, like you say, when people come to a rock show, most of the time they're there to have a good time, and they want to see something they haven't seen before, and they want to see something that they normally don't get, you know, or else it's boring.
We try our best not to be bored. It's fantastic. I'm over on your face, or I'm sorry, MySpace. What am I saying? Instagram page, and something I noticed. I was scrolling down before, and I'm like, speaking of cool pictures, I don't know who in the band it is, but there was some cat on a Harley Davidson, and it's a fantastic photo. And I click on it, and it's got the whole Golden Flames tour itinerary. And where you're going, Danville, back to Knoxville. Oh, okay, there you go. Oh,
the hair, that was me on the bike.
The hair's not as curly. And something else.
Man, it's dark in here.
I noticed it was the photo was taken by ProMotion. And I was just, when I was talking to What's-His-Face from Virginia Suite, I was like, man, look at these photos on your website. I said, I don't know who took them. And he goes, right down the corner. And I'm like, ProMotion. Their whole gig must be taking pictures of rock stars, because they know how to do it. Once again, here they are.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
They're fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys are playing all over the. You're getting all over the place, and you're finishing up the July 11th and 12th at Myrtle Beach. That's going to be a good show. All these, I bet, are. That's cool.
Oh yeah, Myrtle Beach is gonna be, it's exciting. No. I think Joe's Underground's on that run too.
Yep.
In Augusta, yep. Georgia. That one, if you hadn't ever been to Augusta, that one's a
nice.
That's nice. One of our favorite spots.
That's cool. Now I see you guys hitting back to Knoxville so often. Do you head home at that point when you're in Knoxville, or do you stay on the bus? And the next day is a travel day.
I mean, so yeah, today's a travel day. Last night we played in Sevierville, mm-hmm. and we just went home afterwards. I work a daytime job still. Yeah, I'm an automotive technician. So actually, I came straight to this gig, straight from work. I jumped up on the bus and changed clothes and jumped out there. And then after this show's done, we're tearing down and heading straight to Danville, Virginia for a big festival. Yeah, nice. Two Witches Winery. Nice. They're doing a festival out there. Cool.
I see a lot of bands. I'll look at their tour schedule, and I see wineries or, I don't know, breweries. I see a lot of breweries where they sell the expensive beer and shit, craft beers. And what's cool, it's cool that they're pulling in live music. People like that. People like live music, especially if it's good. That's cool. Now, do you guys incorporate covers into any of these dates, or is it all... It's all Skyway 61 stuff.
We do covers. Like tonight, we were doing some cover songs and sprinkling in our originals. I would say it depends on the set time. If we're doing like an hour set, we might throw a cover in there. If we're doing like 2-3 hours, we're going to throw some covers in there, have fun. Because not everywhere we go, people know us. So we try to draw them in a little bit with something they know. We put our own little twist on it. Then we're like, here's our
stuff. Interesting. I had a friend of mine who was in a pretty big name band back in the 80s. And he's a keyboard player. And in his later life, his main day job, is he plays piano at a very exclusive high-end department store and wears a tux and plays the piano. But he was telling me that, he goes, the thing about covers that suck, he goes, is everybody knows them, so you better play it right, because they'll point it out if you don't. And I'm like,
I don't even know. There's some ones that, like, I like to pay homage to them.
I hear you.
But I don't play them note for note either.
It's part of the thing. You're going out for a night of entertainment. That's the thing. And you're going to get that with Skyway 61. I'm very confident in saying that. That's cool, man. That is cool. And it's a good idea. I don't know if the rest of the band, I'm sure they do, realize having a mechanic on board is buses, you put a lot of miles on it. Things can happen. It's nice to have somebody in-house that can figure out what part you got to find, if not be able to repair it without paying somebody. Like, absolutely. When I was a kid, I hated working on cars. My father was a big gearhead. And I was just telling my wife this story. We were coming back from getting her tires. And I remember him saying to me one time, go, come out here and help me. You got to learn this stuff. You're going to be out in the world. And I started in. I'm like, Dad, I'm going to be a famous painter like Picasso or something. I'm not going to. And he goes, you are going to need to know this, because even if you're paying somebody, you want to know what the hell they're talking about. And you don't want to get ripped off. So it's in your interest to know this shit. And he was right. He was right. A couple times in my life, somebody was talking. And I'm like, that isn't how that works. Come on, you know? But we don't have that problems like that. It's, the workers usually know we're worker bees just like they are. They usually give us a break. They're like, nah, these aren't yuppie idiots. He doesn't need an alignment with these tires. We're not even going to call me. It's important, but this will be fun. Anyhow, that's cool. So as you're doing the tour and stuff like that, are you guys actively riding, or does that kind of happen when it happens?
I would say, we're constantly riding. Alden's always, I wrote a couple songs today, and like Dave will come in. I've wrote 4 or 5 riffs. I'm constantly recording riffs on my phone, and we'll have riding days. Like, we'll come in and try to come in at 9, 10 in the morning and go for as long as we can stand it and come out with three or four songs and polish them out during tour, and then it goes into the studio.
And I'm glad you're saying this, because I mentor a couple people in the... I don't teach them how to paint. You got to go to school for that, but if they want to. But what I do is I mentor them in their art business. And because everybody's goal is they don't want to have a day job. They're like, I just want to do my art business and live on that. I'm like, it's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. But I tell them, I'm like, look at any good musician. They don't ever stop practicing. Keith Richards, I'm sure, still practices, or at least noodles around on it. Keep those muscles going.
Yeah.
Those gears going. And you just got to do that.
Yeah.
And young people that want to, in my world, want to paint or draw, I'm like, you got to draw 3 hours a day. You just have to do it. And the reason you have to do it, and this is the big secret, it's not even a secret, folks, but the reason you have to, I don't care what you're doing, if you do it enough, you get better at it. That's tends to be how that works. Believe me, I can look at some of my paintings from 2001 and go, geez, Louise, why do we have that on the internet? We need to take it off the website. But you can't, because that's what you were doing then. I don't know. I imagine it's the same with musicians. You're like, God, I am amazed. You wake up, you're like, that's a fantastic riff. I'm changing music. This is amazing. This is fun. And hopefully.
Yeah. You can't ever give up either. You can't ever give up. I know there's been so many times in my career that it's just, it hits you and you're just, I don't want, and then you just know you can't live without it. So I don't know.
One time, and this wasn't part of the lecture or whatever, but I was going through some shit. And he told me, he goes, this painting of your art, you got to love it, even when you hate it. especially when you hate it.
Yeah.
And
yes. But the fans make every bit of it. They make every bit of it worth it. Like, when you go on stage and, like, you see them light up, every bit of the, I want to give up, I don't want to do this, it's just, it goes away. And
Just,
this is why I do this.
I was watching some documentary the other day about some British band. It doesn't matter. But they had been trying to make it. And they were like, for like almost 15, 20 years. And the crowning moment, they got to play, I think it was Glastonbury or one of those big festivals in England. and they were interviewing the singer, and he goes, yeah, he goes, came out on stage. He goes, couldn't see anything. All the lights were down. And then we brought all the house lights up, and he goes, I see 80,000 people singing my song back to me, word for word. He goes, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be a feeling.
But it's cool. It's cool too. The thing is, I think people get a little starstruck with, especially musicians and whatnot, just because they're so freaking cool. Everybody wants, every kid had that 13-year-old fantasy of doing what you're living, the life that you're living, Zach. They all had it in their bedroom or wherever. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, this is going to be fantastic and whatnot. Zach had that too, but then he did it. That's the difference. It's pretty fucking awesome, Zach. You got to wake up. You got to wake up some days and just go, yeah, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool.
It gets surreal sometimes. You look back and you're like, man, I don't know. I remember the first time we opened up for a big band. I want to say it was Keith. No, I would say the first real big band, like it was Saliva. We opened up for Saliva. Cool. And I was just like, I remember seeing these guys, like hearing these guys when I was a kid. And just like rocking out when I'm like 13, 12, just
doing what they want,
loving their shit. And I'm sharing the stage with them now. And it's just, you kind of feel like at Wayne's World, like, we're not worthy.
I get it. It's, you know, it's weird too, because even in my stuff when I was young, there was that level of, oh, I want the recognition. I want to be that cool guy. I want the fame. You know what I mean? Money would be fantastic. But then the fame thing kind of fades and you're like, yeah, shit. I just want the money. I want the security. That's what I want. And as I'm older now, it's all about, I have a fantasy. I still have fantasies. And you'll probably laugh at this. You'll probably laugh at this, Zach. We'll be watching TV some night, me and my wife.
Yeah.
And I'll be flipping around or whatever. And then I'll stop on the Antiques Roadshow. And there's always some little old lady that comes in there with this ugly ass painting or whatever, and that she loves and her whole family hates. And they're like, actually, this is a blah, 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 and it's worth $200,000 or something. And you just see her light up. But the fantasy I have is I'm going, I wonder in 100 years if some little old lady is going to be bringing one of my pieces in. And it, or in your case, yeah, look at this. We've got the backstage pass here. We've got a signed ticket stuff. You know what I mean? It can happen. Yeah.
Absolutely. You never know. You never
back
know.
Back when that show Pawn Stars was on, I'm like, I've been to a lot of pawn shops in my life. Peaks and valleys, guys. Peaks and valleys. And maybe my shit just sucked, but they not once have they ever called an expert in. Let me call this guy I know down the road to come in and tell us how cool your VCR is from 1987. It's never happened. They give me 20 bucks. And it is
usually like, take it or leave it.
But yeah, wouldn't it be cool? You know, because I've seen a couple. They always have those episodes. They're like, this is a guitar from Billy such and such from ZZ Top, and he happens to be down the street. Let's bring it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Never happened in my life. That's cool, though. That's cool. Let me ask you, as a guitar player, is there a particular brand of guitar that is your go-to? Your Lucille to BB King?
My workhorse is Epiphone Black Beauty. So I've got a lot of Epiphones. Wow. I only own one Gibson, but I'm an Epiphone Gretsch.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
well, that's there you go. Normally what I'm playing off. There. Take note. And another lesson, stick with what's good, what you vibe with. Obviously, Zach knows that instrument, and he knows what its capabilities are, what it can do, and what it can't. And he acts accordingly. like any gambler will tell you, guys, play when the odds are in your favor to win. That's the big secret. He knows that guitar is going to sound good with him doing it. And he can make it sound good. And that's why he does it. Very cool. Yeah. Hey, on that note, I know you guys got a tear down and whatnot, and I don't want anybody accusing the one of the singers of not pulling their share and whatnot. Exactly.
We can't let him work too hard.
My little thing's going off anyway, but man, it's been cool talking to you tonight. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, absolutely.
I've enjoyed it.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. Seriously, in all seriousness. Just very cool. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got links to all the social media, the website, everything, Spotify. And yeah, I almost forgot to mention too, what we played earlier, Golden Flames, that's out, right? People can pick this up. They can buy it. Nice.
Yes, right now. It's out on all streaming platforms.
And folks, head over to their website. Check out their merch too. They've got some killer fucking merch over there. I was very impressed with that. And it's just really good. And you click on catalog. Look at all those cool patches, all kinds of cool. A bandana. I could get a bandana for my head. How cool is that? Look at all this stuff, man. You can even get a blanket. Jeez Louise. I'm telling you. Or did I forget to ask how you guys came up with the name Skyway 61? Because I love it.
Oh, we talked about it before we jumped into the interview. But so the name Skyway 61 comes from the road that we used to take to practice. And it was Highway 61 going from Clinton, Tennessee to Oliver Springs. And that's the highway we took all the time growing up. I practically grew up on that highway. I later then learned that Highway 61 was also not that one, but there's the other one that runs from Nashville to Natchez.
That is called
the Music Highway. It is also the highway at Junction 61 and 49, where Robert Johnson sold his soul. Yeah, I found out all this 2 years, or no, 5 years after we had named the band. Yeah, and I was like,
very much so. I did a painting with him many years ago, and I had it at an event we were doing, and somebody just came out of the crowd. I didn't know or anything, and bought it on the spot, right then and there. And they were a tourist. We had to ship it to their place. Somewhere in Kentucky, I think. I don't know. Somewhere down in that neck of the woods. That's a cool myth. I don't know if it's a myth, though, because I remember somebody saying in reality, he got poisoned by some venue owner because he was messing with his wife or something. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I was looking at a Wikipedia or something, so who knows? But that's a very iconic musical legend. He was that good. People are like, yeah, he padded the game. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's so funny. I was out in a nightclub or something with some friends, and there was some crazy club kid, some guy dressed up like the devil, like had the horns, the whole bit. And so I had my friend, this is how long ago this was. I'm like, this would make a cool MySpace profile picture. So my friend, this girl I was with, took a picture of us, and I still have it. Every so often, I'll post it on my blog. I'm like, here I am in Southern California getting my big break. And it's a dumb joke, and I've said it a few times. But invariably, I'll get some very ultra-religious person that didn't realize that was a joke, or I don't know. They send me a big email, like, they're going to pray. I say, thank you. I can use all I can get. I appreciate it. I ain't going to go to church with you, but I appreciate that you're thinking of me with good intentions. Now, if I could just get the voodoo doll queens to stop doing that, their thing, I'll be all set. Anyhow. Man, I get these sharp pains every so often. It's just because I'm old and I probably drink too much coffee or something. And I was telling my wife, I'm like, I think I do have there's a voodoo doll of me somewhere, because I'm getting these pains. It feels like I'm getting stuck with pins. She goes, maybe you are. Maybe you piss somebody off. I'm like, hope I didn't. Yeah, because this sucks. It needs to stop.
Hopefully not.
Anyhow, on that note, hey, continued break legs with all the upcoming dates and whatnot, and I hope the travels go well. But yeah, keep rocking, man. Keep rocking. And yeah, I can't wait for the next single.
I appreciate it, man.
I am a big fan. We'll have you back on. Very cool. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight.
Hell yeah.
Skyway 61 is the name of the band. All the links are below. Very cool. And remember, folks, the world's a weird place. If you don't believe me, spend 10 minutes watching the news some night. And yeah, it's weird. But all I'm going to say on any of that is just remember to be kind and be patient. If the waitress at Denny's is taking an extra couple minutes to get you your refill and your coffee, you're not laying in a hospital gurney or something. Settle down. It'll get there. She's probably busy. Just be patient. Be kind. And if you're flying, please, I find them hilarious. But for the love of God, lay off the booze before you fly. Don't wind up as a Karen in a YouTube video. They're funny to watch. But when the cops show up, you ain't going to win that fight. I'm just telling you, it ain't going to happen. You ain't going to talk your way out of it. Just be cool, man. Be cool. Zap from Skyway 61. Take it easy. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay. This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hannah Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.